RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are live here on a beautiful football Friday on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Vlad holding things down in the production chair.
Yeah, yeah.
Tito Tito, Frog Boy here in the Lily Pad Studios.
How is Sadpole doing now? Is he knocked out? Is he just playing with all his toys?
Man, he's actually very mad at me because I don't know if you can see behind me right here. He has a brand new kitchen set up.
He wants to cook.
And I mean, he wants to do everything because he'll go from that to I'm going to turn it this way. You see that right there? That looks like a
is that a punching bag?
That's a punching bag as well. Okay. So he'll cook some pizza. He'll
nice.
Bring it to you. He'll sword fight the punching bag, and then he will bust out a transformer. And I'm like, this guy's living the life.
Hey, man.
He's absolutely living the life right here.
Can't knock it. Can't knock his hustle.
Yeah, absolutely. No bills. No bills to pay. Poops in his pants. This guy's living the dream.
He's fed. He's sheltered. Yeah. And he's loved.
Yeah, so he's a little bit mad at me now because I've occupied the studio to make sure that I bring you guys a football Friday. So he's like, bro, my kitchen's in there. And I'm like, you'll be fine. You'll totally be fine.
That's funny.
So his mom was kind enough to take him to the park so that I could give you these headlines that
nice.
Are brought to you by, see what I did there? Doral Kia, home of the Bricito. Our lowest price, visit us at Doral Kia or at DoralKia.com. I mentioned it a couple times already. Good basketball, bad football. Lions out of the playoffs. Cowboys survived the Commanders. Broncos beat the Chiefs. I got a question for you, bro.
What's that?
Is Bo Nix good?
I needed him to be good last week, but he tried. No, he was my quarterback in my fantasy team.
Bro, I had Jared Goff.
They both crapped the bed yesterday. I'm not gonna say Bo Nix is elite, but Bo Nix is perfect for what Sean Payton wants.
Now Sean Payton thinks he's the top five quarterback in the league.
Well, I mean, you're gonna cape for your guy. I mean, if you listen to Jim Harbaugh thinks Justin Herbert's the closest thing to our Lord and Savior, but.
That's true.
He isn't, but you're going to cape for your guy. Bo Nix has done great in his first two seasons. Well, three seasons now.
What is he good at?
Wait, is it two? I think it would be two. Yeah, he was a rookie last year. His first two seasons. He's good at winning. How about that?
You know what? And that's important. That is something that I honestly credited Tua with. You know, when I was trying to dissect what is he good at, of course, you can point to the accuracy, but just winning happened to be one of the characteristics that he possessed. And I don't think that's untrue as of right now. I just think he does a lot to get in his way of that winning.
He doesn't wow you, because we've been blessed with quarterbacks who have superpowers. And we've seen those superpowers on numerous occasions. I don't know what Bo Nix's superpower is. It's not like he throws a good pass. He's mobile, something that we all know that's very important in this game right now for with the way the game is being played right now at the quarterback position. But he's not Josh Allen. He doesn't throw the ball like Burrow or you know.
Yeah.
Or the uniqueness of Pat or the escapability of Lamar. But what he does whatever Sean Payton asks of him to do, and he executes it. And right now they're the number one seed in the AFC.
He has 25 touchdowns, 11 picks on the season, so he takes care of the ball pretty well. And when it's all said and done, you know, he's 210 yards away from a 4,000-yard season. So 4,000 yards, at least 25 touchdowns, and, you know, somewhere around 11 picks.
And don't forget, he also has some rushing touchdowns, so he's probably accumulated over 30 touchdowns
this season. No, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. I know that he does a lot of everything, like, well. I just know he doesn't necessarily, like, jump off the paper when it comes to, like, hey, you know, he has Josh Allen's arm strength, Lamar's legs,
right?
You know, but he doesn't also even have, like, you know, Andrew Luck's ability to dissect defenses or anything like that. It's really just like, I don't know, he's like a blue collar quarterback. You know, he's just doing his thing.
He wins. That's all I know. His first 2 years, he's won. He's gotten his team to the playoff and he's won.
Absolutely. Now, someone else who is winning currently, even though his team isn't, Travis Kelce. Broncos beat the Chiefs yesterday 20-13 in potentially Travis Kelce's final game at Arrowhead before, you know, they move on to another stadium. He potentially retires at the end of the season. Did you know Travis Kelce, second season in a row, most Pro Bowl votes?
Yeah, the Swifties. I didn't watch the game last night. Was she at the game, or we just kept on showing pictures of Patrick in his boot?
No, she was at the game. Yeah, she was at the game.
Okay, because it might have been his final home game. I don't know if those guys from that Chief dynasty, because that was a dynasty. I don't know if they want to go out like that. I don't know if Chris Jones wants to go out like that. I don't think Travis Kelce wants to go out like that. Because I was saying this yesterday, on paper, if you look at this, this was probably one of their better teams, talent-wise, that they went into the season with. And then when Rashee Rice came back from his suspension and everything, talent-wise, they were good. But guess what? All those close games that you were winning before turned around, and you were losing them. And that's the reason why you're not in the playoffs this year. So all those games that people were like, how many times can the Chiefs keep on winning these one-possession games, these low, you know, these single-digit outcomes. When is it going to stop? Well, it finally stopped, and it cost them this year. So it's very interesting to see if they're going to try to bring the band back together, if maybe they might add a former member from the band back.
Ooh. Yeah. You know, we'll see how.
You're wearing his shirt right now.
We'll see how he recovers for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if he were to come back. I would not be surprised if he were to make his return to Kansas City, and I'd honestly be happy for him. I've loved him as a Chief. I think he came down here and he gave you the Tyreek Hill experience. You got the highs, you got the lows, you got the drama, and you got the action. I think it was exactly as advertised. It was fun, and maybe it's time to move on for both parties. But if not, I'll take him still. I think he's an electrifying player. But I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if he went back to Kansas City. And I also wouldn't be mad at him. I know that's his first love. It's weird. We're in a relationship with Tyreek Hill and he keeps talking about his ex every year. But look, if he goes back, I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't be also surprised if Travis Kelce pulls one of those, I'm going to retire, and then as you guys are approaching the playoffs, I'm going to unretire. That is something that I'm seeing a million miles away for sure.
Like a Gronk situation from years ago, yeah, with Tampa.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. He's gonna wait for Patrick to get, because he doesn't want to go through offseason. He doesn't want to go through whatever. He just wants to listen to the next album and vibe on his couch with his $60 million paycheck that he gets for doing a podcast with his brother, and move on with his life. And I can't blame him. He can right now be A sugar baby, not even like a sugar daddy. He's just gonna be living off of Taylor's
sugar baby. Is crazy.
He's gonna be a sugar baby living off of Taylor's.
What are you trying to say? He's gonna have a baby with Taylor and then take care of the baby while she's on tour.
Yeah, Vlad, what would you do?
I would definitely take care of the baby if she's. Yeah, I'll definitely.
I'm strapping that baby to my chest, and I am moving on.
I'm pulling up at ASAP, Rocky.
Oh yeah, exactly. So I mean, I guess we'll monitor that to see if he is as fraudulent as I think he is. What? Who said that?
It was you, Marcos.
That was me. The Heat take on the Hawks tonight.
Atlanta.
5:45 with the preheat.
5:45. Snap their streak. Panthers are back on the ice tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow, yes, they play the Lightning.
Is it tomorrow afternoon?
7 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, okay, it's tomorrow evening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, tomorrow evening, Panthers take on the Lightning, get back in action after they dropped one to the Blues, if I'm not mistaken, right?
They haven't played hockey in a long while, man.
They have not. Can I ask you a question, Vlad?
That's why I'm here. They beat Carolina 5-2, but so that was the last game they won.
Solid. What the hell happened to the Christmas uniforms?
Oh, you talk about NFL? Or just NBA? Or just
total? NBA. I'm sorry, NBA.
They just wore their standard uniforms, correct?
Yeah, everyone. Remember, they used to have like the Christmas Day uniform.
I don't know. We live in a weird time where some people like nostalgia and want the old memories,
classic,
pristine. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they want that, and it's just some people that don't like. They don't want all of that. Just give it to them raw. Just give it to them the way it is. If you look at it, I thought the Minnesota uniforms were fire yesterday. That all white.
Oh yeah, but see, but that's a rivalry, isn't that? Isn't that like the or they have like a whiteout one?
They do have a whiteout one, but I don't know if they were wearing special. It seemed like they were teams that were wearing special uniforms because it was the holiday. Denver was in a different type of all white uniforms.
Maybe that's where they're picking up in regards to, like, you know, and they're trying to infringe on the NBA's territory of Christmas games. They're like, that's what we'll get them. We'll get the casuals with the jerseys.
I mean, it was cool, but it didn't do anything for me. It didn't. And the other thing, though, Marcos, is this. Yeah. I think you should be able to flex out of the Christmas game, bro. You should know within, you know what, this Kansas City-Denver game might not be it. Let me get Allen Kirk to another game. This Detroit-Minnesota game, Minnesota's not pulling their weight. We got to go. Cowboys and Commanders, you're always going to sell because of the Cowboys. So you're always going to, everybody's going to watch and view the Cowboys. But I would have flexed out of some of these games. And last year's games weren't that good either. They got to do better.
No, it's fair. That is a fair assessment. I actually have some uniform designs. You know, sometimes these people with the AI and all that stuff, they come up with their own designs for Christmas games. This is the NFL. I have some of these that are actually pretty good. We're going to start here with the this is the Patriots. This is how the Patriots, you know, they got the candy.
So this is
game.
This Sunday? This is what they're wearing this Sunday?
No. That's not what they're wearing. Oh, these are fan designs. These are fan designs.
I don't want to see
like
no candy cane.
I like the face mask candy cane. Where it's like red and white going up and down there.
He looks like a Coca-Cola. He looks like a human Coca-Cola.
Fair. That's fair. What do you think of this bear one right here?
Hell no.
Not a fan of the white bear?
No, they're the monsters of the big Midway. I want to see blue. This doesn't look blue. This looks like very Tennessee Titans. They look like the Titans. Yeah.
I'm not understanding the correlation of Christmas with it. Like, I get that it's blue and snow, but how come you didn't go with the darker blue? I don't know. Who cares? What about this one here? We got the Arizona.
He looks like the Louisville Santas. Cardinals instead of the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, but look, the Cardinal, he's wearing a little hat. Cute little hat.
Is that a hat that he's wearing? He looks like he has a bandage across his above his eye, like he got beat up.
He's injured,
an injured Cardinal.
What do you think of these ugly sweater Giants?
Oh my God, the Giants have some of the nastiest uniforms when they go outside of their standard look. Their standard look is the best look. Just go with the big blue Wrecking Crew. What is this? It looks like an ugly sweater. Looks like an ugly sweater holiday party.
Yeah, no, I love it. This one's not, you don't like this one? Not a fan of that
no,
one?
No. Looks like
I'm going to save my looks, favorite one for
looks
last.
Looks like grandma
sure.
made that.
What about these?
Hey, no, these ain't the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the radio audience that's not seeing these pictures. Where is this from? Bleacher Report Gridiron?
Yes, this is Bleacher Report Gridiron, BR Gridiron on Instagram. Or you can just tune into our YouTube or Twitch.
Dude, it looks, you know what? This Eagles uniforms look like a Canadian Football League uniform.
The mistletoe. The thing that you're supposed
to kiss
under.
Is that a mistletoe?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's necessarily the best thing to have. What about this?
I don't know if you're a quarterback. You want to be having a mistletoe. That is disgusting. That's the
what
Niners?
About a nutcracker? Yeah. You're not a fan of this one either, huh?
He looks like the Mountie.
He does.
They look like Mountie uniforms.
Yeah. You don't like it?
No.
All right. What about this? This is my favorite one. You're going to love this one for sure. I could tell.
Browns?
Boom. All the right. Gingerbread.
First of all, that's not really a AI picture of Myles Garrett. That might be Myles Garrett. Really like that. Good. Because they got Myles Garrett looking like that, I rocked with it. I rocked with this uniform.
You see, brown, let me tell you what I love about it.
It's just brown and white. It does look like gingerbread brown. It does.
Yeah. No, totally gingerbread. But the Browns are finally brown. They're not orange.
I hate, dude, doesn't that bother you when you're the Cleveland Browns. Why do you have orange helmets?
What the hell are we doing there? Like, what are you, like, you're named after our color. That's crazy. Like, we're the yellows.
Some of the that Browns uniform is the only one that I would do. I would rock. All the other uniforms and the basura. Fatra.
Yeah,
trash.
Right. Not even this one. Ugly sweater. Not a fan of the ugly sweater.
Dude, come on, man. It looks like Granny Norma, made this for you during the holidays.
That's great. All right, well, better luck next year, Bleacher Report. Vlad is unimpressed.
I was impressed with any of them. Mm-mm.
That's fair. When we come back, by the way, you know why the Panthers are playing tomorrow, not today?
Everybody's playing tomorrow. I think today is a holiday. Like, isn't it Canada? Like, it's a special day for Canada. Like, Canada New Year or something like that? I don't know.
Under the current NHL collective bargaining agreement, December 26th is actually a mandatory off day for all teams. No games, practices, or travel are permitted.
It's Boxing Day. Thank you. Thank you, Jay to the G510.
Boxing Day.
Yeah, it's okay. Boxing Day in Canada and UK. So there's, I believe, is it a soccer game? I think they do play a lot of soccer games on today in Premier. If I'm not mistaken. But yes, today is called Boxing Day or Boxer Day. It's one of the names.
Boxing Day. Typical full schedule. Yeah, full schedule of soccer. Manchester
United. Yeah, all the Premier Manchester Leagues are playing. All the Premier League teams are playing today. As we speak.
That's probably going on. Come on, let's put some money on this.
Who you got? Who's playing? Is Man U playing?
Man U versus Newcastle.
Oh, let's put money on Man U.
You always got to put money on Man U versus Newcastle. It's a good day. We're on the pitch. Look at us.
Look at us.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got more right here on the number one station on this planet and the number one show on this time right now, because we're the only ones on. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show. Keep it locked in. Welcome back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is a football Friday. It is a Frog Boy Friday. We are locked in right here preparing for a weekend of games. But not too far away, we have a big, big matchup in Arlington.
Arlington, what, Virginia? I'm just kidding.
Is there an Arlington, Virginia?
Yeah, there is Arlington, Virginia.
I had no clue. I, of course, am talking about the Miami Hurricanes shot at revenge. Your number 10 Miami Hurricane, even though everyone who's on the roster was not even born.
Nah, yeah, you guys, we've been talking about it all week. Like, yeah, this is something from 24 years ago.
Yeah, no one even knows.
Nobody,
or cares.
Some people weren't even a gleam in their daddy's eyes. So much
for sure.
So they have no idea about what these the fans are talking about. But doesn't take you long to understand why there's hatred if you're a Miami Hurricane fan.
Absolutely. If we take a trip in a time machine, shout out to our boy Vic Bermudez, who was kind enough to cut the pass interference call from the Fiesta Bowl that is, forever going to live on in infamy down here. This is how it played out live.
Championship on the line right here on fourth down. Everybody on their feet. Here we go. Fourth down and three. Krenzel shotgun. Here's the snap. Here comes the blitz. He throws. It is knocked away. Knocked away. Miami wins the national championship. But there's a flag. Oh, there's a flag. They have stormed the field. There's a flag down in the right corner. Miami has stormed the field.
That's me.
That's you?
That's me.
Really?
Go back when you... Oh, that's me. Yeah. That's me.
They threw a flag. They've got to get back. It's not over yet. Hold on. I've never seen anything like this.
Never seen anything like this.
I want this fan's home address through this flag.
You've got to be kidding me. A flag on the play. Here we go.
Come on.
Dude, I had a whole DBJ. DBJ.
It is not over yet. That flag came in late.
So
on
late.
Fourth down for the title. Are you kidding me?
Please take me through what
in
was going
right
on.
In the right corner.
Please let me know. You were there?
I was the producer of that game. I was the producer of the game.
I didn't even mention that you were there, but I thought maybe you were doing like some sideline.
No. I was the Kings producer at the time, during that time. I was traveling with the team and doing the home and road games. You know, I had to give Joe Z when it was a local read and a net break read, and I had to give him the fly. Yeah, it was old school. But no, I was there. Like, that's why you could hear you could hear me in the back. You could hear me saying all of that because I had to tell Joe. Like I said, I've always said this story. Joseph Kaki was giving an unbelievable soliloquy about the Miami Hurricanes repeating all, like, he was about to get into his bag. Yeah. And then DBJ said, oh my God, there's a penalty, like there's a flag.
There's a flag.
And then we're like, oh my God, there's a, why is there a flag? Marcos, everybody was on the field.
The players I mean, you heard it. You heard it in the call.
The players were already wearing their jerseys. They had the championship caps, the whole nine. Like, everybody was on the field. And then all of a sudden, there was a flag on the play. And then Terry Porter called, you know, threw the flag, and they called pass interference on Glenn Sharp. And when you look at the replay, you're like, where is the pass interference? Like, that's all everybody wanted to, everybody was thinking. It was like, where do you see that call? And it was frustrating, bro. It was so damn frustrating. And you know they've shown it already. I won't be shocked if they show the game, because it was a really good game. Mind you, the Canes played terrible that game.
Yeah.
Five turnovers. McGahee leg gets injured. Ooh. Dorsey wasn't the way he wasn't Dorsey. Ohio State played well. And they needed the help of the referees to still beat the U in that game. I'll never forget that game, bro.
Nah, it was a heartbreak. It was a heartbreak. We saw, like you mentioned, you know, people already celebrating, and then to have that call is, I mean, we're still talking about it 22 years later. You know, like, it is something that sticks with Hurricanes fans, because it was the mark of the last time they were great. You know, we've had spurts here and there. You know, we have certain eras that were successful for sure. But the last time we were great.
That was the last time. Robbed. That was it. That was that era. That was the last run. That's where all the 21 or 22 first round picks, all these NFL, all these players being drafted in the NFL. That was the team that went to, I don't know if that was the class. I don't know if Dorsey's class or some. There was a class that went to every major bowl or every major BCS bowl that time, that year. That's when Butch took them to the Sugar Bowl. That's when Coker won the Rose Bowl. That's when Coker won the Rose Bowl.
Coker, yeah.
We got screwed in the Fiesta Bowl, and then we beat Florida State the following year in the Orange Bowl. I believe with Brock Berlin as the quarterback. But yeah, that was the last major run by the University of Miami up until these last 2 years with Romario. And yes, they won against Texas A&M at College Station last week. Big win. But the quarterfinals, you know how I look at the quarterfinals? I look at the quarterfinals like how we look at the NFL's divisional playoffs. You know how that's the best football. I think we're going to see the best four games. Like, we're going to see four great games in these college football playoffs in the quarterfinals. And the Miami versus Ohio State's probably the best game out of the four quarterfinal matchups.
Now, when it comes to facing big teams and big games, there's things that travel. You know, a good O-line, a good running game, that travels.
O-line and D-line. O-line and D-line, that always travels. You can run the ball and you could stop the run. That's always going to win you games, man. Doesn't matter climate, doesn't matter location. You got some big horses to block your running back and to protect your quarterback, and you got some big horses to stop the run and get at the quarterback, you're going to win.
I know that there is a rookie sensation that they have over there, but we have our own rookie sensation. You know, and Malachi Toney, who had a moment that could have very well ended up as something that you know, stuck in his career, in the same sense that Chris Webber, amazing career, but what do you know Chris Webber for? Getting a call timeout, or calling timeout, forgetting that he didn't have any. Excellent player, doesn't take away from him, but Malachi Toney fumbles that ball when they need it. That's something that's going to be on his Hurricane career. Instead, if they don't win,
yeah,
for sure. Instead, he bounces back. He's able to score the touchdown that ended up being the difference maker there, and continue to solidify this season as one of the most electric seasons from a Miami Hurricanes freshman. Who do you think wins that freshman battle, Jeremiah Smith or Malachi Toney? Who is going to have the more successful game?
Well, No, this is Jeremiah's second year, so I think.
I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. He was a sensation last year. Him and Ryan Williams of Alabama. Oh my God, he's only a 17-year-old freshman. That's all we kept on hearing last year from both players. Right. They're only 17-year-old freshmen. You're not going wrong either way. You're talking about two unbelievable South Florida players. I will lean a little towards. I'm going to lean towards the kid from Columbus. Only because he has a year experience against Malachi's freshman year. He has 2 years of playing in this, and he's a defending champion.
I'd say national champion.
Yeah, defending national champion. And he's definitely going to be top 10 pick in 27 draft. I'm going to go with Jeremiah. But that's not to say that if you ask me this question next year in Malachi's second year as a, you know, in the playing college football, I might say, yeah, you know what? He surpassed Jeremiah because he's gotten the experience now to go along with the talent. But you're talking about great players on both universities. You're talking about, I think they got the best safety in he might be the best defensive player, to be quite honest. I think the Buckeyes have their safety is unbelievable. And obviously our front four, you know, our front four is unbelievable, led by Reuben Bain. And it's gonna be fun, bro. It's gonna be fun. I really want to see. I can't believe I'm saying this. I really want to see how Mario attacks this. I think this is where Mario's gonna make his money. I think this is where Mario's thinking. You know, his standard, his practice is gonna be fully effective in these type of games. You know, in these postseason games where the O-line and D-line dominates and controls the game.
Well, look, fingers crossed that we get the Miami Hurricanes team we expect out there, because no matter what, if we play our game, I think we can compete with anyone. We go out there and we have one of those games where Carson Beck is throwing 4 to 5 picks. Or, you know, the field goal kickers missing 3 kicks. And, you know, I understand it was windy and stuff like that. But when you get to these quarterfinal games, like you're mentioning, what separates these teams is not necessarily who has more talent, is who can execute cleaner football, win the turnover battle, and small things here and there that are going to give you the edge. Leaning on your offensive line and rushing game is probably what Miami is going to do. But I think Carson Beck, this is what you're brought in for, dude. It's not for you to be, you know, FAMU by 70 in week 2. We chose to not develop a freshman quarterback because we wanted someone with the experience in the big games to bring it home. So he didn't necessarily have a horrendous performance against Texas A&M, but we're going to need more from Carson Beck if we want to win.
You're going to need more from everyone if you want to win. You know, every round you go into, the stakes get higher. So it's going to be interesting. But yeah, I mean, dude, people already made their plans. It's on December 31st, bro. New Year's.
I don't think so.
I ain't going to lie to you. 7:30 kickoff. That game probably going to go 4 hours. That really could lead into how you start the new year. You could start the new year being happy, or you could start the new year being upset.
I'm going to be at a family New Year's party. I was happy because we had a pregame that we did with Olean Day that went really well. We had, I'll say, close to 2,000 people out there. But I heard this New Year's thing, and I was like, nah, I can't do it, dog. Can't do it. Got to be with the fam. And you're right. I think it'll be a good opportunity for us to watch that game and start the new year right. But we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to cap the hour off before we give you your final predictions for a Football Friday, your final parlay, and much more on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your boy Marco's here holding things down with our boy Vlad on the Tobin and Leroy Show on this Football Friday. Vlad, you know music pretty well, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
On this December 26th, if I had to tell you or ask you, what is the number one song on the Billboard top 200, 100, whatever? Number one song right now on the Billboard.
Right now? What do you
think? Yep. Remember, we're very close to Christmas.
It has to be Mariah, right? It's still Mariah?
I know I'm a lot for Christmas.
Is it still her?
It usually would be. But I have some breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Last Christmas by Wham.
Oh, really?
Last Christmas. Bumped Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You from the number one on Billboard Global 200 for the first time ever. Ever. Last Christmas is my favorite Christmas song. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day,
Christmas
you
time.
Gave it away.
My favorite's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens.
Christmas. Oh, yeah. Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. That's actually pretty fire, too, though.
Yeah, Mom's cooking the macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. What about, I like This Christmas, that Donny Hathaway?
Okay.
That's, but hey, listen, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. Come on now, I'm rocking around the Christmas tree. Let me tell you though, I would say, for real, Saint Brick Intro by Gucci Mane. Best Christmas song of all time.
Okay.
Saint Brick Intro. Saint Brick Intro.
It's the best Christmas song you think.
Bro, I don't think you guys understand the lyricism that goes into this. This is Belly Gucci. You know, this is not clone Gucci. Middle of the winter, I pull up in a vert. It's the middle of December, she pulled up in a skirt. Man, come on, man. They call me East Atlanta Santa, run up on me, get murked. And then he brings it. Trapping through the snow.
Oh, okay.
In the four ways.
That's like the Mike Tyson, sweater, you know, Christmas sweater. Where it's a Merry Christmas, like, you know.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Got you. Okay.
Let's see. There's this one wordplay part where he talks about doing something candle. I probably can't even say most of these lyrics.
No, I don't think so either. You know.
But I'm cooking blank candle lit. Okay. But I'm not on no romantic ish. Come on, man. My diamonds are immaculate. Come on, man. Wow, yeah, I can't read that.
Yeah,
one.
Bing Crosby. Bing Crosby saying, yeah, man. Those are lyrics, man. Those are words. Those are words, buddy.
Listen, you take your opportunity to go listen to the Saint Brick intro by Gucci and tell me that's not the. I had this whole discussion in regards to Christmas movies. I indulged in a lot of Christmas movies. I got an opportunity to watch that new Grinch cartoon. I've only seen the Jim Carrey one, so I saw that.
Okay.
You know, I saw, what's that Arnold Schwarzenegger one? Jingle All the Way.
Okay.
Saw that one again.
Best movie, Die Hard. Best Christmas movies, Die Hard. We don't know that.
You can't do that, though. Like, there's a Christmas tree in Rambo, and people are like, oh, that's a Christmas movie. But no, I'll give you Die Hard, though. I'll give you Die Hard, though, for sure.
Here's the thing. If the movie's set around Christmas, you're a Christmas movie.
Okay. No, it's fair. Hey, that is fair. It's an action movie. But
I don't care if there's action, there's bullets. Bullets come with a name on it.
I think if
so
I'm
does gifts. That's a bar.
That is a bar. Right there. That's a point for sure.
That is definitely a point.
Was Dark Knight around Christmas? Look.
No, Dark Knight wasn't around.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Might be. Weren't they playing a football game in Pittsburgh? When the Earth almost swallowed Ben Roethlisberger and the whole Pittsburgh Steelers team?
Yeah, Hines Ward just made to them. Yeah, like, what the hell just happened? Number one Christmas movie. Actually, we had that discussion, you know, family discussion, who's best Christmas. Let me tell you my best Christmas movie right here, and then we're going to go to break after I get yours, obviously. Friday After Next.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. Friday After Next. It's a good Christmas movie. Classic. It's classic, bro. What's the best Christmas movie? If you had to give me another one other than Die Hard.
Debbie Does Santa.
I watch it every year, so I gotta admit it is pretty good. Pretty good. Debbie one of my Santa. Favorites.
Santa's not a Grinch when Debbie comes around.
Bad Santa.
That's easy. He becomes a bad Santa, but he's definitely not a Grinch.
When we come back, we got the final hour of the show on a Football Friday right here on 104.3 WQAM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.